Welcome to Around Town with me, Rhonda Bellamy. Spring is a fine time for fine art in Wilmington. New Elements Gallery opens two new exhibits this week, and I'm speaking with Miriam Orline, who traded her high-powered Wall Street and former careers to pursue a passion she picked up hanging out with artists.
So a lot of my background isn't in art at all, but I started collecting art when I was a pharmaceutical rep. And the people that I always gravitated towards and hung out with, every town I lived in, were always artists. You know, my husband, when we got the opportunity to buy the gallery, he said, ask Merriman about it. He was like, everywhere you live, you tend to hang out with the artists anyway. Why not get paid to do that? And so I had never thought of doing anything like that. And I was like, that is a crazy, crazy idea.
The crazy idea stuck, and they're now celebrating 6 years as owner of one of Wilmington's oldest galleries, established in 1985 by Merriman Kennedy. By the way, Miriam is an award-winning jeweler herself. She won the Belk Southern Designer Showcase and had her work mass-produced for Belk stores. But it's the marketing and showcasing of more than 60 other artists that keeps her busy these days.
We have a very nice collection of contemporary art, which goes from modern and abstract to, you know, representational to contemporary traditional.
One new exhibit opens at New Elements Gallery, located at 271 North Front Street.
I have an opening on Friday for Reed Coyner and Naomi Malka Litzenblatt. That show's called Return to Jubilee, and it's all about the joy and the wonder of childhood and kind of the feeling when spring rolls around, how you're looking at life, hopefully in a way that is rejuvenating. Both of them have beautiful art, and a lot of it is inspired by their inner world or memories of their childhood.
Return to Jubilee remains on exhibit through April 17th. New Elements Gallery is open Thursdays through Saturdays, 12 to 5, or by private appointment or online at newelementsgallery.com. A second exhibit, curated by New Elements, opens at Acme Art Studios, located at 711 North 5th Street.
So it's five New Elements Gallery artists at Acme, featuring Catherine Wolf Webb, Fritzi Huber, Mark Weber, Angie Sinclair, and Todd Carignan. And that is opening on Friday as well. That's going to be by appointment only. All five of those artists are incredibly different styles. It is a really beautiful show.
We've been speaking with Miriam Orline about two new exhibits opening this weekend, Return to Jubilee at New Elements Gallery and five New Elements Gallery artists at Acme Art Studios. New Elements is also collaborating with Art in Bloom on its springtime celebration, featuring works by artists from both galleries. That exhibit runs through May 2nd at Art in Bloom. A special exhibit titled Beauty in Everyday Life by young photographer Nideri Brown is also on exhibit at Art in Bloom. In other gallery news, Gallery Citrine will hold its second annual Small Works Juried Exhibition, April 1st through May 31st, featuring artwork no larger than 10 by 10. Port City Pottery and Fine Crafts will feature artists Sarah Westermark and Louise Giordano in a special fourth Sunday from 12 to 4 in the Cotton Exchange. They're also looking for 3D artists to join the co-op. Bergwin Wright House and Gardens presents Growing Natives, Botanical Art and Illustrations from the Backyard by Mari Yamashita de Moya, March 26th through April 17th. New artist Catherine Young wraps up the solo exhibition Pour Me a Blessing, acrylic pours she created during COVID, on display at Aces Gallery through April 2nd. And spring just would not be spring without the Wilmington Art Association's annual Juried Spring Art Show. The official art show of the North Carolina Azalea Festival runs April 3rd through the 11th at the Hannah Block Community Arts Center. Around Town with Rhonda Bellamy is a production of WHQR Public Media. I'm Rhonda Bellamy.